Around the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. The decision 5-4 in these last hours from the Supreme Court, Allen versus Milligan. The headline in the Wall Street Journal introduces the controversy. Racial gerrymandering by Supreme Court order. Subhead. This is the editorial page. Five justices say Alabama must create a second black district in Allen versus Milligan. Richard, this case turns on precedent, but it's a precedent where I believe some members of the court, chiefly Chief Justice Roberts, have been on a fence or on one side or the other. I don't know what the proper metaphor is.
Well, what happens is the Voting Rights Act has many different kinds of provisions. Section 2 is essentially a final examination question for the perplexed. Everybody wanted to make sure that you could take into account the sort of racial history when they drafted the 1982 amendments to this. And so what they start there is they want to make sure that the political processes leading to the nomination or election in the state or political subdivision are not equally open to propositions by members of a protected group, i.e. black minority candidate. And you start looking at this, and you don't know what it really means. It means you can look at anything, right? Political processes are antecedent. And then you have this phrase, not equally open to participation. What does that mean? If you're allowed to vote and there's no systematic exclusion, are you permitted to say that the shape of the district is something that bars participation? Well, then you start saying, well, this seems to be pretty broad. And then you look at the other side and it says, oh, provided that nothing in this section establishes a right to have members of a protected class elected in numbers equal to their proportion of the population. Well, it turns out if you look at this case, the argument is basically the state has about 25% black situation, citizens, a little less. So we should get two seats, which is, of course, proportionate to their population. But on the other hand, somebody says, look, yeah, you put them all into one district. It turns out that they basically do not have the right to participate at the same level. I do not know what any of these particular phrases mean, because what happened in 1982 is it was a compromise. And what compromises do is they get you past the first gate and then leave everything up to the imagination thereafter. Now, this is very different from what happened in Section 5, where Justice Roberts wrote one of his strongest opinions in the Shelby County case, in which they wanted to say, hey, you're starting to get a brand new district. Every time you want to change a voting rule, you have to go through the Department of Justice. And these are districts in which there are absolutely new bodies created years after segregation was over. No sign of any difficulty. And Justice Ginsburg wrote what I thought was a quite weak opinion, saying, well, you're a cancer patient. You and I take that very seriously. And so you keep the therapy as high as you can. Well, that's not what you do in cancer cases. The moment you get better, you back off the treatment. And so Justice Roberts said, you look at the voting system, declare victory, horrible, high levels of black participation, no signs of general irregularity.
We have 1 minute, Richard. Go ahead.
Why do we want to do this? We don't. But in this case, it's all things to all people. And what really happened is I think the result should be read in terms of the Kavanaugh opinion. That's the swing vote. And when he said this far and no further. And so there's no question that it looks like racial gerrymandering on the one hand. But if you read Hazen's article in the New York Times, he said it's a salvation of the statute. And I think the bottom line is this case may or may not be correct. It's a tough call. But what it does is it means that you're not going to roll back Section 2, but it means at the same time you're not going to expand it. And so what it does is it confounds ordinary expectations. That conservative block of six turns out to be a bit wobbly at the edges, and it's going to be like that all the way through. So in some sense, it's an encouraging case. I have no idea who is actually ultimately right. I think it's very close. I'm one of these people who's prepared to say that when you have a statute which says all things to all people, you're not going to come up with a clear answer if you give it an honest interpretation.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.